104.780 at Mel, 706. Morning, up to 22 today. The snow that is coming later on today, of course, is now known affectionately as
Storm of the Century of the Week.
Or Q, whichever you want to call it.
Either way. It's going to letters now.
Yeah. No more Greek gods. Was there a Greek god named Q?
I don't know.
How do you pronounce it? Is it just Q or is it Q? I don't know. Anyway. So, yeah, the snow will start falling after 4 o'clock, most of it falling overnight, and then a little more tomorrow morning. So tomorrow morning is going to be dicey, especially on the racetrack.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's dicey every day. Even in the middle of the summer, it's a little dicey. So, we had the story earlier. Car dealers are starting to charge for test drives to pay for the gas. They're doing this out in Sacramento. $3, $4 a gallon, whatever it is. Yeah, it would add up, you know. But you go on a test drive for, I don't know, 4 or 5 miles. It's not even a gallon, even in a gas hog of a vehicle.
Yeah.
It's kind of, I mean, I get it. It adds up. If you got, you know, 50, 100 vehicles on a lot, it'll add up.
I suppose, but it just seems like it should be a courtesy. I don't really think that's cool to do.
No, I don't really think so either. Not the greatest thing ever. To be pulling on people. Sony announced the PS4 yesterday.
Ooh.
Woo-hoo. Guess what? It's going to be loaded with the social networks and stuff.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. And they're going to have, they changed the controller. The controller has been virtually the same since the old school PlayStation.
Right.
Mostly the same, except the PS3, it's like wireless.
Okay.
But now they're going to add like a touchpad in the middle of it.
Whoa. Fancy. Yeah.
Touchpad. And a share button.
Really?
Well, you have to be able to share everything on Facebook and Instagram. So I'm sure, like, if you just, you know, got to the end of Call of Duty Black Ops 2, then you can take a screenshot and then share it.
Oh.
To Facebook.
Interesting.
I have no idea if that's how it works, but there's a share button anyway.
Alrighty.
So, yay, PS4. The thing that's really going to suck, though, that they've been talking about with all the video game makers is that it'll be like computer software. One game, one machine, that's it.
Okay.
Well, like if you buy a game for a computer, it's got a serial number on it, just like any other software does. And you install it to the computer, that's the only computer it can go on.
So you won't be able to bring your game over to your friend's
right.
house?
Right.
Oh.
You'd have to buy another copy of the thing.
Wow.
I know. That's a big fat suck.
That is a big fat suck.
Because sometimes you buy a game and you find out this isn't any fun.
Yeah.
I want to trade it in.
Will they not be able to sell them?
Well, yeah. No, you wouldn't.
Wow.
Nope. No selling of the games.
That's really uncool.
Very, very uncool. Couple of kind of creepy stories. Well, one's creepy and funny at the same time. And that's the guy that happened to. The other one's just creepy. Last night I saw a tweet on Argus 911 that a guy at the Hy-Vee on 26th and Marion was like assaulting people with a bat or a pipe or something.
Wow.
There was another tweet later that there was a guy that was bleeding. It was controlled. Ambulance was there, whatever.
Jeez.
And then there was another one of a guy who had 12 beef roasts stolen out of their deep freezer.
That would suck.
12 roasts. That's a lot of roasts.
I know, but that would suck.
Oh, yeah, it would.
Had to be somebody that knew that he had those roasts in there.
Yeah. Probably a neighbor.
Inside job, I think.
Or maybe they were selling the roast on the black market.
Maybe.
You never know.
Mm-hmm.
Could have happened.
Maybe they Facebooked that they were going to make roasts and they had like 12 roasts in their freezer and somebody saw it and then they went and stole them.
I saw this story on KSFY.com. There was a Monday night, there was basically a home invasion. There was a couple was at home on South Summit Avenue. The husband and wife heard a knock at the door. They answered the door and it was kicked in. Three people wearing bandanas over their faces came into the house, fought with the husband, took a cell phone from the wife and chucked it across the room. Wife was able to get to a computer and call 911, but in the process of calling 911, she ended up calling her mother-in-law instead.
Oh, oops.
Yeah, last person you want to talk to in that situation.
Right.
Fight continued, something got knocked over, and then they left without taking anything.
Weird.
Very weird. And not to mention incredibly gutsy.
Yeah.
In a town where I'd guess probably half the people got guns.
That is just an odd, odd story.
Yeah, very, very, very strange. I don't, yeah.
Hmm.
I mean, if you're going to go to the trouble to commit the crime,
and
why
then
wouldn't
they didn't
you
steal anything?
Steal something?
Yeah.
No? Okay. All right. It is a scientific fact now. Proven. It's science. That women talk way more than men.
Okay.
It's science.
Mm-hmm.
It's been determined.
I believe that.
As a matter of fact, it's...
That is a scientific fact!
Uh-huh.
I can't argue with you on that one.
Now you're just doing it on purpose. I've got that coming up next. Hang on.
Morning, sunshine. Good morning.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel. Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 722. The weather's coming. It will be here shortly. And first, this quick message.
Hi, this is YouTube with a special message for our users. Stop it! Enough! The fad that was the Harlem Shake is over. It ended when the Today Show did one. Okay? Now, go back to making videos involving kittens. We love kittens. This has been a message from YouTube.
Thank you.
Yeah. Speaking of Harlem
I know,
Shake,
that's why I did it.
I just posted a video. SDSU Jax just did a video as well. So I just posted it on our website at hot1047.com.
Not all of the SDSU Jax.
No.
Just
no.
A handful of them.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome, though.
Awesome is in the eye of the beholder, I will say.
I like it. I thought it was really good.
Yeah. It's actually the SDSU Blue Man.
Yeah.
They have their own Blue Man group. That's funny.
I know. It's great, isn't it? I like that he's wearing a wrestling singlet.
The it's kind of over.
I'm
sorry that I was involved with one. I regret
it. Remorse.
I have few regrets in life. Being part of a Harlem Shake video is now one of them.
I like it. I think it's still fun.
Speaking of SDSU, I did not know this when I was doing it today.
But
one reason why today should have been...
The Hot Morning Show! Hot 104.7.
Today is actually the greatest day I've ever known because on this day in 1881, SDSU was founded. February 21st, 1881. So now I'll say that is why today is... Yeah, I didn't realize that.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. To SDSU.
Okay. You don't have to sing the whole song.
I wasn't going to.
Okay, it sounded like you were about to.
Nope, I stopped.
And I got nervous.
Oh, but tomorrow I'm going to be singing happy birthday to you.
It's not my birthday tomorrow.
I know, but I won't see you on Saturday.
It's not my birthday tomorrow. You can't sing me happy birthday tomorrow. You can't sing happy birthday when it's not someone's birthday.
But it's a day early and I won't see you on Saturday.
That's quite all right. You have no idea how glad I am my birthday's on Saturday this year.
I'll call you on Saturday while I'm relaxing in the hot tub.
What, at the Super 8 in Murdo because you got stranded?
No, I'm not going to get stranded. I'll make it to the hills.
It's farther west of here is not going to be much at all. So Miracle Whip assembled a pretty random group of singers.
So weird.
Including Lance Bass, Susan Boyle, Don Dokken, The Village People, Tiffany, and Wynonna Judd.
What a strange group.
For a song about Miracle Whip and your mouth open.
Some say country is too twangy, and the lyrics aren't too smart.
And disco's good for dancing, but not considered art.
Just because you were in a boy band doesn't mean you're not a man.
And whether it's bubblegum pop or tangy spit,
somewhere there is a fan.
Open your mind, open your mouth. The world can be a
in your mouth.
That was so weird. I started watching the video and it's I was just like, what?
But you know what? People are talking about Miracle Whip today.
They are. So, I wonder if it's trending on Twitter.
If you've always agreed with
not yet
with the notion that women talk more than men, it's science. It's absolutely 100% fact.
I feel like you should play the Weird Science song.
I don't know what that is.
Weird Science.
The average woman says about 20,000 words a day compared to the 7,000 that men say.
Wow, that is a lot more.
Yeah, almost three times more.
I'm not disagreeing.
Okay. Then I never want to hear you complain about me playing the chicken clucking.
Well, we don't sound like we're chickens clucking, though. That's why I don't like
Yeah, but when you get together...
Yeah, because we go... Arr! Yeah.
It gets to sound like that.
No.
It kind of does.
No.
Researchers at the University of Maryland School of Medicine figured out why there is a protein in the brain called FOXP2 that's important in the formation of speech. Rats have it too, and it's what allows them to make noises, except that male rats make twice as much noise as females, which is the opposite of humans.
Mm.
So, sure enough, when the scientists looked at the rat brains, they found that male rats had twice as much of that protein as the females did. Then they looked at human brains. Yep, women, 30% more of that protein than men have. So when you won't shut up, you can just say, I'm sorry, it's not my fault. I have too much protein in my brain. What? Oh, you're intentionally not talking to try to prove the point. Yeah. It's killing you right now, too, I can tell. Because you have a look on your face where it's like, like your jaw is kind of twitching like a newborn baby. Like, must say words. Well, you're going to have to say some words coming up because the dirt's next. Hang on.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7. Hollywood Dirt.
Hot 104.7.
The Oscars will not be called the Academy Awards anymore.
What?
Yeah. The Academy decided to rebrand the show by calling it just the Oscars.
Well, it's what everybody calls it anyway.
Well, I know, but I don't know. Was that necessary? Anyway, Mel B, a.k.a. Scary Spice, will take Sharon Osbourne's seat in the judges' table on America's Got Talent. She'll sit alongside Howard Stern and Howie Mandel, who have already confirmed that they'll be back. This week's new movies are Snitch and a sci-fi horror movie called Dark Skies. Snitch stars The Rock, and Dark Skies has Keri Russell. And that's the dirt. You can find out more by going to hot1047.com.
Well, we got to get you a digit to crack the vault.
We do.
And the number today is 11. 11, the third digit, to win yourself a $50 party tab to the vault. We'll ask for that tomorrow. And hopefully we don't forget to do it. We haven't forgotten to give out the number in a long time.
Thank God for Nate, because yeah. We would forget otherwise.
But we always ask for the numbers a little earlier than we give them
mm-hmm.
on Friday. And we always forget to do that. So, have you ever, like, learned something shocking from Facebook? Well, you learn everything from Facebook,
I guess some
shocking stuff would be in there as well.
A lot of information from Facebook.
Yeah. Because mm-hmm. who needs Google News when you got Facebook?
It works for me.
I was on there.
I follow most of the news stations and stuff
on there yesterday, and all of a sudden I find out that a very good friend of mine from college had not the first, but the second baby. And it was kind of news to me. Like, I was like, whoa, I didn't know this.
Oh.
And it happened like back in July.
Oh.
Yeah. You know, and it's just kind of weird because, like, seems like with first babies, you know, you tell everybody.
Yeah.
You know,
everybody knows.
You actually make phone calls, you know, and stuff like that. And so I got a phone call about the first one. It's like, hey, we're having oh, sweet. Awesome. Well, didn't get a phone call this time around. And it was just kind of like, oh, so now I'm not that good a friend anymore? Well, after three kids, that was the initial thought. After three kids, no, I know that's not it.
Yeah.
It's that it's just not as big a deal as the first one.
Don't you kind of feel sorry for the kids after the first? Because they don't get as much attention.
Well, they do in their time as the young one.
Right. But, you know, it's like,
I feel
not
bad.
As a big deal.
I feel bad for Rockley because he's only 14 months older than Asaya.
Yeah.
So, you know, he was the baby for 14 months.
Not very long.
That was
it. Yeah.
And like every now and then, you know, if I or Crystal are, you know, we got the baby, and he's like, you know, and can't do anything. Just kind of feel bad for him. Jackie's old enough; she doesn't care.
Yeah,
you know, but
I was the first child, so but I'm
did
all
you
good.
Did you ever see anything on Facebook? You're like, huh?
Well, like, I think there's been stuff like
news, gossip kind of stuff about friends or family.
Actually, not very long ago, on what was that important date that was never going to happen again? 12/12/12 whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I didn't know this, but some of my other friends knew that actually a friend of mine, Marissa, and her fiance or boyfriend at the time, they got married that day secretly.
Oh.
And did not find out about it until like a month later, all of a sudden, when they decided to change their last names and put their married on Facebook.
And that was all they did.
Yeah. So they had a wedding that only a few people were at and didn't even know anything about it. And all of a sudden I look on Facebook and I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Huh?
If you wound up getting some crazy shocking news like that, just all of a sudden on Facebook, because it's kind of a bomb when it gets dropped on you like
that.
Yeah. What was it? 361-5557, email or text am at hot1047.com. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 750 up to 22 today. The snow's coming after about 4 o'clock. It's 13 right now. Big news. Oh, before we get to that, the SDSU Blue Man, the video you posted?
Yeah.
I got an email from Nicole about this.
Okay.
Good morning, Andy and Mel. On my drive to work, I heard you talked about the Blue Man wearing the wrestling singlet in the Harlem Shake video from last night. That is purposeful.
Oh.
The Blue Man is the new mascot for the SDSU wrestling team.
Nice.
Thus, the singlet.
I like it.
And he only cares about SDSU wrestling. Maybe he, you know, in secret roots for the basketball team, but
yeah,
that whole basketball-wrestling rivalry thing.
Really?
Sometimes they don't get along.
Okay.
They always make fun of each other.
All right. Weird.
You didn't know that?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Why?
Because the two sports go on at the same time.
Oh.
Like, when I was in high school, you know, the wrestlers are upstairs in the wrestling room, whatever,
yeah,
and the basketball players are downstairs making
noise.
I get
that, but still, weird.
Well, anyway.
Okay.
So, yeah, not much rivalry between the cross-country team and the football team.
Wouldn't think so.
Not much. No. But anyway, that's kind of cool. Hopefully nobody comes after you for copyright infringement.
Who?
The Blue Man Group?
Oh.
Perhaps. But I don't know. It's generic enough where I don't think it's a blue man.
Yeah.
And the school colors are blue and gold, so I don't think
it should
be
okay.
I don't think it'll be a big deal. Big news you had dropped on you on Facebook. What was it? I got a sad one here. Found out my best friend was in an accident and passed away. An awful way to find out. Absolutely.
Oh.
Sometimes news just gets to you that way, you know.
Yeah.
You don't, you know, something horrible happens. You can't go through and call everybody that they know.
Right.
You know, you get the news somewhere. I got another text that said, I found out I was dumped on Facebook.
No way.
Yep.
What?
What? Got another text that says that my sister eloped. I found out a week later via Facebook pics.
Oh.
The sister.
Oh. Oh my God, I would be so mad.
Facebook's a good way to keep up with people. It's not a way to break big news on your close friends and family.
Well, I mean, after you tell your friends and family, then you can
post
it.
Right. Yeah, like people who... Like, when they have a baby, they post the picture, like, immediately on Facebook before they've called anyone to say baby's here or anything like that.
I mean, if they did something like, you know, hey, we're not going to have time to call everybody, so we're going to post it on Facebook. If they give them a warning.
No, you still call mom and dad.
Well, duh. They should already know that you're there, though.
And, yeah, but you call them first before you post stuff
talking
on
about
Facebook.
Everybody else.
Let's see here. We've got Amanda on the phone. How are you, Amanda?
Good, how are you?
Good. So what big bomb got dropped on you on Facebook?
One of my college friends came out of the closet.
Ooh.
Oh. Like all of a sudden you're reading their information, they say interested in men or
no,
women?
No, he was just on a cruise in the Caribbean with his boyfriend.
Oh.
Yeah, and he had been married to one of my other friends from college for a while, and I guess they got divorced, and he went on a cruise with his new boyfriend, which I'm very happy for him. It was about time, probably, that he could have come out of the closet.
Wow. Nice.
But it's always kind of, I mean, that would be a big shock.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or not, I guess. Thanks for the call, Amanda.
Yep, you're welcome.
Bye-bye. Kind of depends on the friend there.
Yeah.
You know, I think everybody knows somebody or it's like, really? Anyway, let's see here. Yeah, so I have issues with saying, what is your first name? Whenever I answer the phone.
Right.
I always say, what is your first name? And sometimes I say it too fast and people will say, 827 of 94, whatever.
Because it sounds like birthday.
Birthday, yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say the birthday. Who's this?
Cam,
how are you?
Good, I'm doing good.
Yeah, I need to slow down how quickly I say that. Hey, what's your first name? You're not the first person to do that either, Cam.
I was like, why do I need my birthday?
Nah, no, I don't need your birthday.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, anyway, so big news, you got dropped on you on Facebook.
Well, a friend of mine asked me to be a bridesmaid at her wedding.
Yeah?
And less than a month later, there were pictures of her wedding on Facebook.
Oh.
I was like, oh, okay, well, I guess not.
Like, did she leave out other bridesmaids, too? Was it, like, kind of an elope-y thing?
Well, what it looks like what happened is she ended up just having her family in her wedding, and all of her friends that she asked be bridesmaids, she didn't have them in her wedding, and they weren't invited to her wedding.
Wow.
Weird.
And she didn't tell them?
I have the story, so none of us really know what happened. She was like, yeah, we just decided to have a small wedding, but she never informed any of us of that.
I mean, that's fine if that's what you want to do, but
yeah.
Geez, let
right.
people know.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So that was a little shocking when I saw all the pictures on Facebook.
Because I was actually supposed to be the maid of honor in a wedding. One of my best friends from college at Black Hill State was, her name's Misty, and we were, like, best of buds. We never dated or anything, and I was going to be her maid of honor. And then they decided, we're going to go to Hawaii and get married. And I'm like, yeah, that's okay. You didn't invite me. But she at least called and told me.
Yeah.
You know.
At least say something.
Right. Yeah. And she told me, and I was like, yeah, that's fine. No problem. Whatever.
Yeah.
Well,
it was completely cool with what she decided to do, but it was a little alarming to not be told at all or and not be invited at all to the wedding when you were going to be a bridesmaid.
Yeah. And close friends and family, you don't drop big news on Facebook. I'm sorry.
Not like that.
You just don't. No.
No.
Thank you for the call, Cam.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And I promise I'll slow down when I say, what's your first name?
Yeah. My friend Patty sent me a text. She said, my brother posted on Facebook that he had his baby, and then he did not call any of his sisters for a good week. I'd be mad.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
You don't do that.
Uh-uh.
That's not a good policy to have. More of your calls and texts coming up. 361-5557. Email or text AM at hot1047.com.
Hot1047.com.